Alrighty, Newsman, welcome to another week.
Yes, I can't wait.
We, this week, are going to talk about the latest superfood.
Yeah, this one makes me a bit sick in the guts, but if they say it's superfood, perhaps we need to believe them.
Yeah, superfood, hey, more like super gross.
True.
Anyway, it's a bit of a weird one. A genuine real-life hero.
Yeah, this guy is pretty amazing, and really, he's caused the internet to go into meltdown, really.
Oh, yeah, it's melted all over the place. and you have come to the table this week with a fact none of us knew about our genes.
Yes, this will solve the world's problems, I'm sure, this topic.
all that and not much more on this week's Newsman Web Guy. Hot new superfood out there, Newsman, that's about to take the world by storm.
Often these superfoods, what, veggies or strange vitamins and minerals? What is this latest one?
Kale was a recent one. Do you go in for them?
No. I have eaten kale, though, and feel good about it because it's got a reputation.
Yeah, I like the idea of it. Superfood, just eat a little bit of this thing and, you know, all your problems are cured. Marriage problems? Don't worry, just eat a superfood.
That's it.
Anyway, this next one that apparently is going to be rocking our world, bit left field, cockroach milk.
Oh.
Next new superfood. So, obviously cockroach is not something we've traditionally associated with food. Or even drink, in the case of milk.
And when they say milk, is that like when you squash on, like the guts come out? Is that milk or?
Excellent point. You've cut straight to the chase because there's apparently a lot of good things about cockroach milk. A few bad things as well. And one of them, one of the bad things is... As you noted, cockroaches don't have nipples. Therefore, quote-unquote, milking a cockroach is pretty difficult. And I don't know for sure, but just piecing together the bits of puzzle I have, I think to get the milk, yeah, they kill them.
Okay.
10 cockroaches produce about 0.5 milliliter of the product. So... to get 100 grams.
But is the milk, is it milk? Like, would a cockroach, the young of a cockroach, suckle on the milk of a cockroach?
All right, we can get real deep on it in a sec if you want. But
sorry.
To get 100 grams, you would need to kill 1,000 cockroaches.
Well, that's good for the world.
Is it? Well, but cockroaches must serve a function. They're not here by accident.
Yeah.
Well, they must... they must bring something positive to the table. It'd be one of those situations where if they all disappeared, then all of a sudden we find that, you know, for some reason anacondas are out of control everywhere.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, something unpredictable, unforeseen.
Yeah.
Anyway, and while we're on it, let's get to the other drawback. The whole thing's a beat up. I think someone liked the idea. It's a great headline about cockroach milk.
Yeah.
Dig a little deeper, you find out you can't milk them. You've got to kill thousands of them. Also, science is not 100% sure yet that this product isn't actually toxic to humans. So is it a superfood or is it poison? We're not sure. It's probably one or the other.
Tim, have you ever watched The Gruen Transfer?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I think that would be an amazing exercise of marketing to make cockroach milk sound appealing to anyone. They on that program, for those who haven't seen it, they give two advertising companies the challenge of marketing something that is probably quite a challenge to do so. So I reckon this would be right on the top of their list.
Oh, this would be an absolute pearler to do. First thing you do is you got to drop the word cockroach. You like call it bug milk, bug, just anything other than cockroach.
Yeah.
Insect juice or
yep.
Bug serum.
That serum. You've hit the winner. insect serum.
Definitely got to lose the word cockroach because no one wants that. But anyway, the other angle they could take is that it's more environmentally friendly. Apparently, there is a bit of a movement in this like kind of insect thing. There's a South African ice cream company that develop their product with insects.
Mm.
They say it's more way more environmentally friendly than farming dairy cows. One of the most, the biggest benefits of ento milk, they call it, ento milk.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that it's high protein content and is rich in minerals such as iron, zinc, and calcium. Not sure they use cockroaches specifically. They're using other bugs and stuff. The cockroaches, remember, maybe poisonous. We don't know yet. But they're doing it with other bugs. Lots of good stuff in there. So is that the angle to take, that it's better for the environment? It's better for you and it's better for the environment?
Yeah. How do they work that out, though? I guess if that was true, yeah, absolutely.
It contains 3 times the energy of the equivalent amount of normal milk. So just you could drink a little, drink a third of the amount and you're getting the same, still getting the same punch, or drink the same amount you're already having and you're just triple dosing yourself. Oh, what's the problems associated with low dairy? What's the condition you get where your bones are weak, brittle?
Osteoporosis.
Yeah, osteoporosis. Gone. Think of the past, cockroach milch.
Now, what are some of the words that come to mind when you say the word cockroach? Oh, there are two that come to me.
Tell me what they are.
Dirt and disease.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Oh, and also end of the world. Sort of. They can survive anything.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as a clean cockroach? Do they have a bad rap? Just because they cruise around, scuttling around kitchen floors and garages looking for little, I guess they're looking for crumbs and stuff.
I have heard people say cockroaches are a sign of cleanliness, but it sounds like propaganda. It sounds completely untrue. That's not what I think of.
But it's just an odd thing. So we look at cultures that will eat a grasshopper and we're like, oh yeah, we're okay with that.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Like, I'm sort of gagging thinking about cockroach.
Yeah.
But probably overseas, if someone said, oh, here's a deep-fried grasshopper, I'd probably give it a go.
Yeah, because they're so slender. The cockroaches are fat little suckers.
Mm.
Grasshopper, just slender, sticky, a cockroach, just this fat thing. And you say they can survive anything, but no match for a rolled-up magazine. In my experience, they could supposedly survive a nuclear holocaust.
Yeah, but not.
But I can take one out, But they do explode.
The other image I have is, we obviously, everyone would think, listening to this, they'll think cockroach, and they'll have the last memory they've seen one, corner of a room or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would be cultivating the milk from a cockroach farm.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be horrific. Be like a scene from Indiana Jones or just something scary where you just walk into a room and just hearing the little... Oh.
The scrabbling sound of their little legs on the ground. Imagine working at that farm and there was a breakout and they overthrow the farm owners, and there's like about a billion cockroaches rushing out and swarming over the worker, and then they go on and there's just like a skeleton left behind, because I assume in those big numbers they just devour human flesh.
And as is human nature, people would go, this is way too much work for this tiny little cockroach. Let's genetically engineer these so they are like the size of a dinner plate.
Yeah, ugly stuff.
Hey, can I tell you another story about milk and how I got the wrong end of the stick?
Go for it.
So it was early 90s and I overheard some people at my high school raving about crow's milk.
Okay. Crow's milk.
So, and they were just talking it up so much, and I was just disgusted thinking of someone like milking a little crow, like Not that they have nipples, but and later on in the day, I saw someone, and it was like an Adelaide Crows had just sort of entered the competition, so everything was Crows.
Okay.
And it was quite a delicious milk, actually.
What, like a branded?
Yeah, just thing. A Farmers Union Crows caramel. But when you don't have it in context, it was as sickening as cockroach milk.
You took it very literally. Anyway, that's pretty gross. That's not as gross as cockroach.
No.
I can't say cockroach milk.
Roach milk.
Enter roach milk. I'm going to call it now, put myself out there, take a big risk. This is not going to catch on. Amazing scenes this week, Newsman. Something straight out of a movie.
Yeah, the internet's pretty much crashed looking at this certain incident that you're about to explain, I'm sure.
A guy in France... migrant hero, he's been labelled, on the street when a crowd of people spotted a four-year-old dangling from a balcony of a high-rise building. It's about, I think he's four or five floors up, hanging over the railing, like literally holding, clinging to life by the ends of his fingers.
Mm.
Tiny little guy, just a little kid. And the migrant hero... He's from Mali. He saw what was happening, and he is just kicked into action. And what resulted, and what's been captured on phones and gone viral around the world, you probably have seen it. The guy jumping up level by level, you know, risking his own life from one balcony to the next, all the way up to level four or five, wherever the kid was hanging. So at this point, he himself is, you know, way up off the ground, unbelievably dangerous situation. He's made his own way up there, grabbed the kid, got them both to safety. The speed that he's done it at, and you know, not to mention the bravery, but the athleticism, just an amazing act. And you know what made it so movie-like. There was a big crowd of people watching and applauding him as he was scaling up the building. And then once he completed the rescue, the crowd is just, you know, going nuts, giving the guy a standing ovation. And, you know, then he went on to meet the president. They've given him, what is it? They're making him a citizen because he was sort of like an undocumented migrant. They've said, "You legend. We're going to make you a citizen," and they've offered him a job as a firefighter.
Do you think anyone in the crowd felt ashamed at their efforts?
Are you hinting at something I noticed in the video, which was this guy, and you know, he's basically started off on ground level, leaps up, jumps up onto a fence, and then to get to the next balcony, he's doing a pull-up every time, pulling his whole weight up, gets to the thing, does it again. And... sort of partway through the video, you see another guy.
I didn't see this.
Kind of, you know, taking action of his own. And he is struggling to even get up to make the first step. He doesn't even get to level one. Just in the bottom left corner of the video I saw, he's kind of just kind of struggling for the length of the video almost, and never even gets past the start line.
I hadn't seen that, and that makes what I was asking all the more hilarious. But it was just more that a crowd big enough that you can hear the sounds of dismay, then excitement and happiness that he does it.
Yeah.
That many people are watching and waiting, almost waiting for this little boy, or was it a boy?
Yeah, I think it was a boy, yeah.
To... basically fall to his death. I don't know what that is, human nature, but what the average person could not do what this hero has done, because I can't think of the name of the TV series that's been on over the summer in Australia where they really fit and athletic men and women go through an obstacle course. Oh, Ninja.
Oh, okay. Ninja Warrior.
Ninja Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely should be recruited by the TV networks to come down to Australia and complete it. There'd be plenty of interest in seeing
him. He would whip
him as well.
Because
the way he leapt from one balcony to the... It wasn't a half leap or anything. He had to, fully extend himself. But, yeah, I feel the people on the ground floor will be having a look at themselves thinking, what more could I have done rather than just filming the thing?
A couple of things I want to say about that. One is, can't really tell from the video, I think, because, you know, if you can't climb up and save the kid, next best is to kind of wait down below. And if he does drop, catch him.
They're waiting for the catch.
But I think the way the building was positioned and I don't think the crowd could get really close enough.
Right.
Just the angles, just my hunch is they couldn't position themselves directly beneath the kid. The other thing was, hard to know what happened in the lead up to when everyone started filming, because was everyone just waiting around for ages until this guy turned up, or was he, you know, one of the first on the scene? Once he started doing his thing, then I think everyone would have thought, okay, you know, we're not really needed here. He has, you know, if anyone can do this, it's going to be him. What more could they have done anyway?
Yeah. The tension from, it probably only took him 25 seconds. Do you reckon that would be?
But maybe
that was the tense time for me watching for the first time, not knowing what I was watching, was, is he going to make it in time? I mean, obviously, they probably wouldn't have gone so big if it was a tragedy.
Yes.
I am having to relearn what I know about young people because I'm a dad for the first time. Your son is a bit older than my children. Would he have the presence of mind to... Is fear a true and genuine emotion for a four-year-old dangling from a... Would they know to hold on for...
Well, it's got to be instinct, doesn't it?
The kid
in the video...
Because he's hanging on for a long time.
He is hanging there and he's not letting go. Like, I mean, in a way, the forgotten hero is another forgotten hero is him, because he even hung there for that long.
Yeah.
I guess that is instinct, isn't it? Like, I don't think there's any thought at that point. It's just grip.
Yeah.
Put that, you know, lock grip on. He's not budging.
Maybe initially had a little look down to what was below and thought, no, I'm not leaving this spot.
Sad backstory of this whole thing is, why was he even hanging off there? I think that I did see something about the kid has been taken into care now. The dad, because there is someone on the same level as the kid in the video. I don't know if it was the dad, but the dad has, you know, been charged with some kind of negligence charge. Kid's in care. How the hell did that happen? You know, what else? What is going on in that family's life that that kid has ended up in that spot?
Not that this excuses them, but from the vision, it looked like maybe they did have one hand of the child. So the child had one hand.
Really? Okay.
I have to rewatch it.
Okay.
I have to rewatch it.
Anyway, what a legend. Probably easier ways to get an audience with the president. I mean, of everyone, the president has to... That day, the president's schedule, highlight of his day was meeting that hero, no doubt. Because... What a good story that turned out to be.
And a lovely line from the hero himself saying, I've never really won a trophy before.
Well,
because I think he got a little Medal of Honor or something.
Yeah, yep.
And he was pretty stoked with that.
So get him in the firefighting service.
Yep.
Maybe get him on your French Olympic team also.
Yes.
In every event.
And if not, Ninja Warrior in Sydney.
Reality TV show career is waiting for that guy, no doubt.
Web guy, I've got a limited wardrobe at home when I'm not at work. Pretty much every day with the temperature below 25 degrees, I'm wearing jeans. They're my staple and they have been for about, well, my whole life, really.
Seinfeld style?
Yeah, they've changed over the years. I try to keep them slightly contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
But no, nice. I don't wear the super tight ones like Jerry Seinfeld.
Nice pair of white sneakers to go with those.
Sometimes. How about you? Are jeans a part of your repertoire?
I actually phased jeans out a little while ago. Pretty much exclusively chinos these days.
Oh, too cool for school. I like it.
Really?
Anyway, I think a lot of people wear jeans. They're pretty staple.
No doubt.
Yeah. Now, I read an interesting story during the week, and it was about someone who took their jeans to a tailor and was saying, oh, the zipper's busted, it keeps coming down. And of course, that is one of the great faux pas or embarrassments of going outside and
flying low
and just letting the world see what you have to offer. Anyway, the tailor looked at her with real sort of disapproving eyes, and it was because the little tab that you pull the zipper up and down, it's about the position of the zipper that determines whether it's just going to slip down.
Yeah, I never knew this, but it sounds like if the what even is that called? It's like the little dangly bit at the top of the zip.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tab handle.
Let's call it the tab. If it's pointing down, then the zip is locked.
Yes.
And you are good to go outside.
Lock and loaded.
If it's pointing up, then red alert, your fly could be about to come undone any minute.
Yeah, so that could explain a lot of times where you find it come down. Well, mainly mine is I've just been in such a rush, I haven't even attempted to zip it up, so it's just down.
You didn't even attempt to zip it up?
Yeah, I just like pulled the button together and
Yeah,
it's pretty bad.
I never knew that the tab served a purpose and that was it. Very interesting to hear that. I mean, everyone is already keeping the tab pointing down,
yes.
I assume. No one is thinking they have to have it pointing upwards.
Mm.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how effective it is. I think the tab pointing down still, I mean, that's no fail-safe. I think the fly can still bust open for whatever reason.
And depending on the tightness of the jeans, I guess, if someone's got them really pressed hard against their skin, it might push the zipper down. They also mentioned if your zipper is still faulty, a little trick is to put a, you know, the little rings for your key rings, or a key ring.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And you thread that through the hole of the tab and hitch it around the button of your jeans.
Okay.
So that's very recession style, keeping longevity in your jeans.
And that was MacGyver who came up with that.
That's it.
Procedure.
That's it. Might be a trend. Now, the other interesting part about jeans that was brought forward in this article is...
It wasn't brought forward. It was sensationally revealed.
Oh, revealed, sorry. That, you know how you've got your pockets in the side pockets in your jeans, and then there's a little sub-pocket.
A pocket within a pocket.
Would you call it? Yeah, okay. A pocket within the pocket.
Sub-pocket, also fine.
Never use it. I don't think anyone uses it.
But you know it. I mean, there's none in the pants I'm wearing at the moment, but I definitely know what they're talking about. I've seen that.
I've had
pants with that.
So apparently it goes back, it's like a tradition because people used to carry a fob watch and it was a perfect size for a fob watch.
I thought the fob watch was somehow tied up with your waistcoat.
Yeah, you're right. And I can't imagine people wearing fob watches in jeans ever. Maybe this article is just fake. I don't know.
It sounds plausible, but it also sounds like a waste of time and money for them to build this little pouch into the pocket that no one is going to use at all. I mean, or they will use it, but not for a fob watch.
No.
Who's wearing a fob watch now? The Monopoly man? Who else? Is there any humans using fob watches?
Yeah, I used to think it would be a cool thing to do.
Can we quickly define fob watch as well? Like, is it like the little circular piece that flips open and is attached to a chain?
Yes. Yep.
So also known as a pocket watch, maybe.
Yeah, pocket watch probably, and. Yeah, I just always thought it was very classy to pull it out and press the button and open it comes.
It feels like a Sherlock Holmes thing. I don't know if that's true at all, but I feel like as you're about to crack a case, you just recline back with your cigarette holder or a pipe, more likely, and check the time on your fob watch.
And I mean, given watches are pretty superfluous, apart from being a nice fashion item these days, that, yeah, I don't know, maybe they could bring out a smart fob.
iFob. I certainly wouldn't buy one.
Hey, the story about going to a tailor is a different and a broader issue. Do you ever try salvage clothes or shoes or anything like that that are on their last legs?
Never salvage. Nope. I will get... I have a lifelong affliction where any pair of pants I buy will always be too long.
Okay.
To get them the right size around the waist, for some reason they end up being way too long. Or maybe that's just a general thing. Maybe they intentionally make pants too long because you can make them shorter.
Yes.
But you can never make them longer.
Mm.
So I guess that's just natural maybe. But anyway, I always find myself where it's a ridiculous situation. I have to get the hem taken up. That is the only tailoring I've ever experienced. I'm not sure it even counts as tailoring.
Yeah. We're in a disposable society, but the cost of repair versus replacement is always a challenge. It's not even just clothing, is it?
Sounds like you've got some repair.
Yeah,
stories.
I fixed a pair of sneakers.
Seinfeld.
Three or four years ago. They were white. Never wore them with jeans, though.
But so how long did they last after?
They're still going.
Wow.
I think it cost me about $15.
Mm-hmm.
And like my toe, like the front of the shoe was starting to break forward. And all the guy did was put a little patch and sewed around it.
Right.
And it was good as gold. So now the back's coming out of the sneakers. And
take
I'm wondering, the foam's starting to go. Whether it's worth one more go.
I think you should do it just for the novelty value.
Yeah, just see how long I can recycle these sneakers.
That's right. You could set up a Twitter account for these shoes. It could become a world phenomenon. Everyone's tracking the progress of your shoes. It's sort of like life-saving surgery every time. You know, you don't want to have to put the shoes down. You want to keep them alive any way you can.
Well, and the thing is like, okay, so if I went for another repair job, it cost me $25. I think these shoes were $180 new. So if I can do it five times.
Five times?
I'm getting five times the use. Oh, I don't know. They look like arse anyway. So.